for registering to vote. The figures show that under 25s are much less likely to vote than older people. It seems to be a generational thing, and it surely isn't it, why all the parties spend so much more time talking about pensioners as compared, for instance, to homeless young people. Well, I have been out and about this week finding out more. As compared to the old boring days of the 1960s, when we only had two parties to choose from, the proportion of under 25-year-olds who actually go out and vote has more than halved. We have a representational crisis in this country, and I've come to an achingly trendy part of central London, a place so cool even the voters are distressed, to talk to Georgia Gould. Her father, Philip Gould, was Labour's great pollster, and she's been writing a book called Wasted, about the political attitudes of younger Britons. Round and round we go, when's it gonna stop? I ain't been paid and I ain't got a lot of it. Georgia, the project which became the book Wasted took you 2 years. What was it that you were really trying to discover?
Well, I think the needier politicians and older generations generally talk about young people as apathetic, as lazy, as entitled, frankly wasted, whereas I think we have a wasted opportunity, which is why I wrote the book, because I really felt that young people had something powerful to say about the future and their voices weren't being heard.
What's absolutely clear, what we know, is that younger voters are less and less inclined to actually vote. Is there another world of youth politics which the rest of us are completely missing?
Oh, definitely. I think politics isn't keeping up with young people. I think young people are involved in political debate through spoken word poetry, through music, through community activism, through the internet, and they're taking direct action. So it's a political discussion, but it's taking place far away from politics. And I think that sometimes voting seems like a passive act for a generation that's used to direct action.
So let's hear from two of the subjects of Georgia Gould's book, Camilla Yahya and Eliza Ribeiro. You are both, I guess, political activists of different kinds. Can you tell us about what brought you into politics and what you've been doing?
I work with a team of young people, and we work in primary and secondary schools teaching kids about knife and gang culture.
Camilla, same question.
I've been working with the Jimmyism Foundation for over the last 5 years, and what we've been looking at is how to work with our local community, and one of our most prominent campaigns is the City Safe Haven, which is about basically if a young person feels threatened or in danger, or anyone, in fact, they can run into a shop and they'll be taken care of.
Why is it you think young people are turned off conventional party politics in this election campaign?
I think we have to engage the 18 to 21-year-olds before we start thinking about putting politics to younger people. But also that if we are going to put politics to 16 and 17-year-olds, it should be a mandatory subject and people should know how to speak about politics in a public environment. And it shouldn't be so boring.
If you look at the manifestos of the Labour Party, the Conservative Party and all the other parties, they're not really hitting the 18 to 25 vote. They're going above that age. Looking at last night's debate, there was loads of things about, you know, pensioners and people over 65, but there was nothing about young people.
The relative lack of younger voters has a real impact, of course, on policies. This was Manifesto Week, and there's no policy probably which affects younger people more than the disaster of homelessness in this country. I keep on shriveling in the spare room I'm living in. The party's manifestos are full of promises about housing. The Tories would revive the right to buy scheme for housing association tenants, hundreds of thousands of them, which is fine as long as there is also a boom in social housing building to compensate. Both Labour and the Tories talk of building 200,000 new homes, which sounds impressive, but is it? I need some number crunchers. This is Fool Fact, an independent, non-partisan fact-checking organisation with young volunteers set up to make sure no political claim goes unchecked. We're here to talk about social house building. What would a future government need to do in terms of new social house building to keep up with the demand?
A lot is the short answer. The striking thing as an outsider just looking at the numbers on housing is how tiny they are in comparison to the projected level of demand. It does really seem like politicians are paddling in the shallow end of housing policy, and that's perhaps it's because it is a young person's issue and that young people aren't turning out.
To say that young people aren't interested in politics is patronising and lazy. To say that the parties can't do anything about it is downright lazy. However, if they don't, we face a long-term but very serious withering of our entire democracy. And I'm joined now by the Prime Minister. Prime Minister, I'm told...